Good afternoon, sir. Are you a solo rider?
Four-person.
Four-person team?
Schizophrenic.
That's the name of the team?
No, we're the Chuckers, but I'm schizophrenic. No, I'm just kidding. No, four-person. Adam, Artie, and Terry. We're three mountain bikers and a roadie.
Nice. Which one is the roadie?
The one that looks like the roadie. Artie brought the mountain with him. The hill.
Wow, it sounds like you guys have the sense of humor required to ride 508 miles through the desert with four stop signs and not much else.
Now we live in the desert. We live by Death Valley.
Where do you live?
Ridgecrest.
That's over by the, on the eastern side of the Sierras?
Yeah, by Trona.
Nice. Sounds like you're all set up. What are you going to be eating?
Roadkill, anything we can find.
Nice. Well, cool. Best of luck, guys. Sounds awesome. The Crow here, he did a two-person relay team last year, but coming back for more pain by doing a solo this year. Do you have a target time?
If the winds aren't too bad, my personal goal would be 30 hours. If I could do that, I'd be really, really, really happy.
I think anyone would be happy with 30 hours. That's a good goal. Do you have a special bike set up for all this and special nutrition details all dialed in, or are you just going for it?
I've been thought about everything real careful, planned ahead, not leaving anything to chance. Mm-hmm. The only thing I don't have are aero bars, which I would maybe throw on for next year, but yeah. I didn't train with them and I wasn't going to switch up things at the end.
Sure. I mean, I think the second place last year was 10 minutes behind the first place and he didn't have aero bars, so you should be...
Tinker didn't have them either.
Sorry, yeah, Tinker did not, and the first place did.
Right, Kenny. He's going to be fast this year, I'm sure.
I interviewed him. He was he downplayed his abilities, but I'm sure we'll be seeing some pretty exciting racing at the front, yeah.
If you downplayed him, that's even more dangerous.
Sure. Cool, well, looks like you're set to go. You seem pretty relaxed, so best of luck. Any final comments?
Just hope everybody has a good time, and thanks to Chris and the whole crew for putting it on and taking care of all the details.
Awesome, thanks. Familiar face to me here, Desert Duck. Hey Steve, how's it going?
Good, thank you, I appreciate it.
You're going for another solo finish. I believe there was some hearsay that I caught that you'd done Badwater as well today, this year even. You're going for the Death Valley Cup?
Correct. It'll be my second Death Valley Cup. I did it last year as well. So yeah, Badwater I did again this year, and so hopefully we'll do okay.
What was your time last year for the 508, and what about this year? What are you aiming for?
Last year I was 35 hours, and this year hopefully I'd like to be the fastest Badwater finisher to come across the line, and hopefully I can finish before I have to put the lights on the bike a second time.
It's a noble aim, yeah. What are you going to be eating to help you do that?
Well, we brought a bunch of stuff. We're going to see what works. We're going to do the hammer drill, perpetuum, and we're going to do all the basics till that stops. Then we might convert to M&Ms and donuts. We'll just see how it goes, you know. Whatever I can keep down when it gets tough, and you know, we're going to try everything. So.
Yeah, awesome. What were the hardest things in 508 earlier, and what is it? Are you going to be changing that this year? Have you got tactics to defeat some of those problems?
Yeah, last year I did a lot of my climbing standing up, and so what happened is my quad muscle shortened up quite a bit, and then the last climbs out of Death Valley at night when it was cold, my muscles were tight, I cramped up really bad and had some very difficult stretches. So I spent a lot of time training this year sitting, spent a lot more time training in the aero bars, so hopefully if it's windy I'll be able to lay a little lower on the bike, and so we'll see how that goes. I'm climbing well, and I'm a little lighter than last year, so we'll see how it goes. You know, anything can go on out there, and just, you never know.
Awesome. Well, you look confident, and it sounds like you know what you're doing, so best of luck, and hope you get your personal best, and see you on the finish line.
All right, well, time will tell if I know what I'm doing, but I appreciate the kind words, and we're going to do our best. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Good afternoon, sir. You're a participant here. Are you solo?
Solo, yeah, solo.
Okay, and your name and totem?
Rick Schrank, Desert Rat.
Nice, and veteran or rookie?
Veteran.
Looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward.
Which hill are you looking forward to see the most?
The last one into the finish line.
The last brutal 20 miles slight uphill.
That's the one.
Nice. You haven't seen that one yet?
No.
It's a brutal one. I've been asking a lot of people this. What are you going to be eating? Hot dogs or sustained energy?
Hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza, Oreo cookies.
Nice. It sounds like you're in a pretty good position to be finishing solidly then with that sort of diet. Well, best of luck, sir. We have Devil Grasshopper with us here, solo rider for this year. Where do you get that totem name from?
You know, I actually tried about four or five different totems, and Chris Kosman kept saying, no, you can't have this one, you can't have that one. It's taken, it's taken, it's taken. And then he sent me a list of things I could took, and I pretty much just kind of pointed my finger out, and that's where I landed. So that's what it is.
Yeah. That's good, that's good. It's a particularly ferocious name. what's your bike setup? Anything special going on here?
You know, I've got a Moots titanium bike. It's got a little bit more laid back geometry than you'd find on a regular road bike. I just put aero bars on for the first time this summer. It's got a good leather Brooks saddle. Campy, pretty light, stiff campy wheel set. So it's worked for me pretty well. It worked same as last year.
Sounds like the bike's all set up. What about the nutrition? Are you on top of that?
I think so. I've done enough of these events to kind of know what my body can take and what it can't. So yeah. I think, you know, atypically, like most folks, it's primarily liquid diets. And then, you know, you mix it in with some solid food here and there just to kind of give your body something else to go on. And hopefully I'll hold it together with that.
What do you think is going to be the best point and the worst point of the whole trip for you?
Best point will be finishing. I mean, I think, you know, the wee small hours of Sunday are going to be kind of tough, you know. Be pretty wiped out, and there'll still be a good long road to go. So that'll be a challenge. Obviously, the climbs are always something as a flatlander from Illinois. Something that takes me a couple hundred miles for my muscles to get used to.
All right. Well, sounds good. Hope to see you on the finish line.